You're listening to SBS News.
Judgment Day for the Matildas. But this was an odd kind of examination for the Australians. It was one they were widely expected to pass by beating the Jamaicans to advance to the knockout stage. The true measure being not victory, but margin and manner of victory, especially compared to others, and what result that would bring in terms of a match-up in the round of 16. The start was certainly bright. Across from quite some distance by Emily Gilnick, headed in equally impressively by Sam Kerr in the 11th minute. 1-0 Australia. Kerr led the line beautifully for Australia in attack, constantly at the centre of the action. And when she headed another cross in for a goal around 3 minutes before half-time, things looked to be going to schedule. But football is a strange game with a penchant for drama, and never more so, it seems sometimes, than when an Australian national team is playing it. In the second half, Jamaican midfielder Khadija Shaw starred. She won the ball from Australian midfielder Emily Van Egmond, setting up an attack. A lovely through-ball pass set up Havana Salon, and less than 4 minutes after her introduction as a half-time substitute, Salon scored. Jamaica's first goal at this World Cup, and all of a sudden, with the score 2-1, Australia had genuine cause for concern against these mega underdogs from the Caribbean. The worries grew greater, Shaw causing problems with a piercing run up the right-hand side of the Jamaican attack, and Matilda's central defender Alana Kennedy was forced to come up with a crucial tackle on Jamaica's Maria Gray as she prepared to shoot. The Matildas, though, were able to go back to their ever-reliable crossing game. One put in from the right-hand side by Hayley Razo was not adequately dealt with by the Jamaicans. The ball fell to Kerr, who scored from close range to make it 3-1, and registered the first hat-trick by an Australian of either gender at a senior World Cup. But news from elsewhere then hit the Australians harder than the Jamaicans could. Brazil had scored via star player Marta, who got her record 17th World Cup goal. That gave them a 1-0 lead in their concurrent final match against Italy in the Matildas group. If the respective scores held, then Australia would only go through as the third place team from Group C and have to face either Germany or hosts France in a super tough round of 16 match. Australia needed one more goal. Hero, captain, and seemingly goal machine, Kerr obliged, combining hard work and good luck. Here's how SBS's David Bashir called the big moment.
Plummer. Back to McClure, who makes a gaff, and it's the fourth goal for Sam Kerr. An absolute goalkeeping howler has played in Australia's favour. Sam Kerr was onto it very quickly.
To call this a gaffe on the part of Jamaica is putting it mildly. Under pressure from Kerr, Jamaican captain Konya Plummer passed the ball back to the side's new goalkeeper, Nicole McClure. McClure then tried to pass the ball to another Jamaican, but only made partial contact with the ball with her foot. The most basic of passes going astray, and that gave Kerr, still running after the ball, all the opportunity she needed. Kerr pounced on the loose ball, putting it in the net. Goal number four for her, goal number four for Australia, and the most important goal of the night at that. There were no more goals in this game, and crucially, no more goals in the Italy versus Brazil match. Australia beating Jamaica 4-1, and Brazil beating Italy 1-0. Italy, Australia and Brazil all finishing on 6 points in Group C. Italy going through to the round of 16 in first place with a goal difference of +5. Australia and Brazil both ended up with goal differences of +3. Australia going through in second place and Brazil in third because Australia finished ahead of Brazil on the next level of tiebreaker, total goals scored. Australia scored 8, Brazil 6. Without the last Kerr goal, Australia would only have had a goal difference of +2, and Brazil would have gone through in second place, condemning the Matildas to a much harder match in the round of 16. Scoring 4 goals, Kerr was the only realistic choice for player of the match. It was a night of great personal glory for the Matildas captain, but she insists Australia's progression was a team effort.
It's an amazing feeling, obviously scoring my first goal in the World Cup against Italy and to do this, but it was a team effort. It wasn't just about me today, and it was a team effort. That's what's got us through to the next round.
Matilda's coach, Ante Milicic, said before the game he personally wouldn't be keeping an eye on the score in the Brazil versus Italy match whilst his own team's game was on. But after the game, he's admitted his side did know what was going on in the Brazil versus Italy match and the implications for the Matildas match.
The way the game was going, we only heard about the Brazil goal. That was the first contact we had in the second half. So it wasn't anything regular. Then we knew we had to get a fourth. So, you know, fortunately we did. And it worked well for us tonight.
Matilda's vice-captain Steph Catley praising Jamaica for a stronger-than-expected performance, but also her own team for a good, if not perfect, performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Credit to them. You know, they pressed well at times, and those games are quite hard because they're a little bit unpredictable and not maybe as structured as some teams. So they got some fast, strong players, and they definitely made it difficult at times. So credit to them for that. But obviously, we created a lot of opportunities, and Sam was able to finish a few.
The second place finish for the Matildas in Group C means they will play the second place team in Group A in the round of 16. That team is Norway, and the Australia versus Norway round of 16 showdown will occur on Sunday morning in Nice on the French Riviera. For finishing third, Brazil, conversely, has to play either undefeated hosts France or the number two ranked team in the world, Germany, in their round of 16 match. Italy will play either China or Nigeria in their round of 16 clash. This is the fourth consecutive World Cup in which Australia has qualified for the knockout stage. There for all of them, striker Lisa Devanna, who made her first start of this tournament against Jamaica. It was her 150th appearance for Australia. That leaves her just one behind Cheryl Salisbury for most appearances ever by a player for the Matildas. Devanna says her aim at this World Cup is for Australia to improve on the quarterfinals berth it has achieved at the last three.
You know, every team that comes in this tournament always say we want to win a World Cup, and that doesn't change. But I've been at four World Cups now, and those beliefs are always going to be there, but I've also had some setbacks from it. So I'm going to take every game as it comes, and, you know, I want to take it one step further, and that's make it to the semi-finals.
Australia won their last match against Norway, 4-3, with a last-minute winner in February of last year. They also had a late winner to beat Norway in the group stage of the 2011 World Cup. But after an occasionally ragged performance against Jamaica, Milicic knows his team must improve to beat Norway this time. He says he knows where too, in both attack and defence. However, he's also cognizant of what his team has already achieved at this World Cup.
We need to be better though. We need to be better in those areas of transition, but also the way we keep the ball. You know, at times we have to realise that we don't have to score from every attack. We've got to keep it. We go down one side, come back out, go the other way, be patient. And when we do that, we look good. But at times, we're sloppy and we just put ourselves under... We put ourselves under pressure. And it was unnecessary, but in the end, it's 4-1. We go through to the next round. We're second in a tough group.
Sunila Wosti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.